Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. And for people who aren't familiar with steampunk, let's explain what it's all about.
Fast version. It's combining the styling and attitude of Victorian era when steam was the predominant source of power, and it infuses it with 21st century technology, like we're using right here.
What would be an example of a piece that you put together?
It would be a picture of Abraham Lincoln, which I've seen with a jet pack on his back.
It's so cool. It's such an interesting mashup. What attracted you to this art form?
I have always been an assemblage artist, and by making certain things, it kind of fell that way. And at one point, someone said, "You're making steampunk." And I was like, "What is that?" And turns out I was. And since then, I've started doing more and more. And right now, we're having a invitation reception tomorrow for a night of 1,000 boxes, which is truly 1,000 boxes that I've worked on that are going to be a permanent display at a restaurant in Riverside.
And this is at.
King Street. It's going to be called Goozle Pipe and Gutty Works. It's not quite open yet, but the reception is for my art.
So the reception's tomorrow night. People need to come out. It's part of the restaurant, the Gastropub Kickbacks expansion,
It
correct?
is. And they're not, like I said, they're not open. This is just a chance for me to show my stuff off. And there is going to be Celebrity Corner Kitchen doing catering. And they're going to have a Stacey Bennett. I don't know if you know her. Talented songwriter and singer. She's going to be performing. And my art, and we're actually going to do a performance piece with a actress pretending to be the owner of these steampunk pieces who were the great-granddaughter of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Wow. And so you've brought this genre to town in a big way, but it's huge around the world, isn't it?
It is, and it's getting, you see it everywhere subtly. Most recently, I've seen it in a lot of design, interior design aspects. Almost any time you see coffee tables with large rollers on it, it's kind of that way.
Why do you think it's become so popular?
I think it has to do with a reminiscence that, back in the day, you could almost figure out how something worked. And there is a gentle quality about the social part of it. And I think last is that that era was the time also when Teddy Roosevelt was president, and it was that bully, we can do kind of spirit.
American can-do spirit.
And it kind of had that. And I think we're kind of wanting that
We're
again.
longing for that, aren't we?
Last time I saw it being old was in the 60s with Kennedy. The reason we go to the moon is not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
Sure.
And since then, it's kind of distilled itself. And I think there's a wandering around, trying to find something, and that's pretty much where they went with it.
And the art scene in this city has really grown as well, and you've been watching that too, haven't you?
Yes. It's getting bigger all the time. There is, as you said, a art community now. There once was not. There was a bunch of scattered artists throughout, and now there are factions which are positive. Case in point, I'm a member of the Northeast Florida Sculptors Group. There's enough of us to do that now. And it's coming along really well. And then Cork developed. And as I said, there's a lot more public works being done. Art in public places through the community council is becoming bigger all the time. And your place is very supportive of the Spark program.
Right, one spark, and sure, we try to do that as much as we can. And so, with that, we're so happy to host you. So again, tomorrow night, you want everyone to come out to Riverside.
They need to RSVP so that we just don't have people wandering in and go, "Well, what's going on here?"
And the website is
www.smithjart.com.
SmithJArt.com. Come on out tomorrow night and see Jim's fascinating steampunk work.
I hope you will be there.
And thanks for being here, Jim.
Thank you.